It was a dramatic day of testimony in the corruption trial of Philadelphia Representative Shaka Fattah today, as a longtime political associate of the congressman tied him directly to a scheme to steal hundreds of thousands in public and charitable funds to repay an illegal campaign loan. Joining me now is WHYY's Aaron Mozell, who's covering the trial. Aaron, good evening.
Good evening, Dave.
Day three. Where are we in the trial?
So, big picture, the government's 85-page indictment can be divided into five schemes that Fattah and four associates allegedly participated in. Right now, prosecutors are currently delving into the first scheme, and that involves allegations tied to Fattah taking an illegal $1 million campaign loan while he was running for Philadelphia mayor in 2007. This is the year that ultimately put Mayor Nutter in office. And the scheme goes like this in a nutshell. It's a somewhat complicated nutshell, but just stay with me. Fattah allegedly arranges for one of his political consultants to meet with Al Lord, who is a Sallie Mae executive at the time. Lord gives the political consultant the $1 million loan, which, according to testimony, was specifically intended to help the campaign pay for airtime. We're talking about campaign ads and also other various campaign expenses. This all happens in the waning weeks before the Democratic primary, which, as listeners may know, usually crowns the next crop of lawmakers because Philly's voter rolls are just so Democratic, so blue. The campaign ends up using about $600,000 of that illegal $1 million loan. The $400,000 they don't use allegedly goes back to Lord, the Sallie Mae exec. And the rest is allegedly paid off using a for-profit and a non-profit organization. This is where things get a little complicated. And more specifically, by allegedly stealing federal grant money and charitable donations. This is how they repay this huge sum that they don't actually have to work with.
Let's hone in then on today's testimony.
So today we heard from a lot of people. We heard from accountants, grant officers, board members. But really the headline witness here is that political consultant that I mentioned earlier. His name is Tom Lindenfeld. On the stand, Lindenfeld is directly asked about his involvement in this scheme. I should point out that Lindenfeld is one of two people who have pleaded guilty in connection to this case. And so Lindenfeld says that about 6 weeks before the Democratic primary, the campaign is in need of cash, some serious need of cash. The campaign especially needs money for those TV ads, which are so important when you're running a citywide election. And at this point, the campaign hasn't had any of those, hasn't made a splash on the airwaves. And Lindenfeld says he shares these concerns with Fattah directly. And he says that the congressman then sets up this meeting with Al Lord, that Sallie Mae executive that we keep talking about. And the two meet a couple of times. The first meeting, they don't directly discuss this loan, but on the second one, they do, and they allegedly discuss this $1 million loan to Lindenfeld's political consulting firm with the idea that it would be used to support Fattah's campaign for mayor. Lord says as much yesterday when he takes the stand yesterday. However, he tells jurors that he never discussed the loan directly with Fattah. Lindenfeld says he does tell Fattah about the arrangement. And when he asks him about how he's going to repay the loan, because Fattah is ultimately on the line here, he says, no problem. And the loan is executed. Each step of the way, Lindenfeld says that Fattah either called the shots or was involved with the discussions about the loan.
We'll be looking forward to having you keep us up with proceedings each step of the way. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Aaron Mozell.